Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Life, Love, and Health on Radio MD. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Yes, you know that. It's true. But let's add in fruits, leafy green vegetables, plus monounsaturated California extra virgin olive oil, and a commitment to build what has been called a cancer-fighting kitchen. Our guest, University of California, San Francisco, integrative cancer specialist Dr. Donald Abrams, advocates that cancer survivors fight cancer in the kitchen, saying that after treatment, cancer survivors should follow his recommendations for cancer prevention. First of all, Dr. Abrams, welcome to Life, Love, and Health.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
And what are those recommendations for cancer prevention after the fact?
Well, you know, it's a good question. The American Institute for Cancer Research, World Cancer Research Fund, and the American Cancer Society come out every 5 to 10 years with guidelines. I like the American Institute for Cancer Research. They have 10 guidelines, and number 10 says, for cancer survivors, follow the 9 guidelines above for cancer prevention. Number 1 is to be as lean as possible without being underweight. And number 2 is to be physically active for at least 30 minutes each day. So the first two guidelines are really not talking about food much at all, food so much directly, but indirectly, maintaining a healthy body weight and being physically active. The third guideline is, I think, critical, and it says avoid sugary drinks and other energy-dense foods. So refined carbohydrates. The fourth says eat fruits and vegetables, heavily pigmented fruits, a wide variety of vegetables, whole grains, etc. And the fifth guideline says limit intake of red meat and avoid processed meat.
You know, I suspect
those are the basic guidelines. Yeah.
I suspect, Dr. Abrams, and we'll certainly get to the rest of the list, that these patients respond positively to your ideas as they are very receptive to change at this point in their life. As folks, well, let's be honest, get religion after a scary health threat like cancer. The possibility of possibly dying does get your attention, doesn't it?
Well, I think that's a good point. Many of my colleagues at the Osher Center for Integrative Medicine say, how come you're so successful at having your patients initiate change in lifestyle, which is so difficult? And I said, just what you said, cancer is quite a wake-up call.
In fact, do you advocate that the whole family get on board with these diet, nutritional, and exercise changes, which would frankly make shopping and food preparation that much easier? And it's a strategy often adopted by the heart attack rehab patients I've interviewed. So there is a kind of a consistent picture there. What do you think about the whole family joining in on this?
Well, that's what's happened certainly for many patients I see. I have patients who bring their family to our consultative session, and then when they come back 3 months later, the whole family's lost weight, and everybody tells me how much better they feel just by initiating some of the changes that we've recommended.
It's also a great way to show support for the person who has become ill. I mean, rallying the whole family together.
Well, but it's just common sense. I mean, this is the diet that promotes health and wellness. And unfortunately, we live in a country where what we consume has been called the standard American diet, which is nicknamed SAD for good reason. Because
it's sad, isn't it?
Sick. Yeah.
Our guest is University of California, San Francisco, integrative cancer specialist, Dr. Donald Abrams. Let's go to number 6 on your list.
Well, those were the 5 that I wanted to highlight. Number 6 is, if consumed at all, limit alcoholic beverages to 2 a day for men and 1 a day for women. So that's controversial at times, certainly in Northern California, but it is true that, that alcohol does promote a number of different malignancies. On the one hand, it's felt to be cardioprotective in moderation, but there are some concerns. And I do recommend if patients drink alcohol that red wine probably has more health benefits than any of the other alcoholic beverages.
And remember, if one glass is good, three is not three times as good. It doesn't quite work that way,
right,
does it?
Right, exactly. That's why they put the limit. Another interesting guideline, I'm not going to go through all of them, says don't use supplements to prevent cancer. And I think, you know, we're a society where if you're not swallowing a pill, you don't think you're doing anything for your health. And I think most of the ingredients that we need should be coming from food and not from pills that we buy over the counter in health food stores or the pharmacy.
You know, interestingly, Dr. Dean Ornish, who I know you're familiar with, who runs the Preventive Medicine Research Institute, has seen that patients who ate mostly plant-based diets achieve reversal of severe coronary artery disease, and his program leads to the improvement of blood flow and significantly less inflammation. There's that word again, inflammation, which matters because chronic inflammation is an underlying cause of heart disease and many forms of cancer. In fact, in his work, they have found that they can either stop or reverse the progression of early-stage prostate cancer. That doesn't surprise you, does it?
Not really. I like Dean's diet quite a bit. I think he might be a little strict on the limitation of fat. I believe that, again, I've mentioned that I don't necessarily think vegan or vegetarianism is the best diet. I think we do need some omega-3 fatty acids, which are generally coming from deep cold water fish. They're anti-inflammatory, antidepressant, and also may have some anti-cancer effect. And again, if you don't want to eat that, you can take an omega-3 supplement. But I think deep cold water fish are also one of the few food sources of vitamin D, which is also, I think, a cancer protective vitamin that many of us are deficient in.
As we're stocking our cancer-fighting kitchen, what else would you recommend that we have there on the shelf and also, eventually on our plates?
Well, I can't speak enough about cruciferous vegetables. Broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts come to mind, but there are also cruciferous roots and the green leafies that are cruciferous. Cabbage, kale, collard greens, bok choy, arugula. These all contain really, really potent cancer-fighting compounds. And I think second to cruciferous vegetables would be green or white tea, also very, very potent. And exotic mushrooms, the shiitake, maitake, and enoki mushrooms, all of those consumed in a diet together with some good whole grains, brown rice, quinoa, millet, and, you know, deep cold water fish, salmon, black cod, albacore tuna, herring, mackerel, and sardines. And, you know, if you want some organic poultry, also every once in a while, as well as heavily pigmented fruits. I can't say enough about berries, apples as well. And then for spices, ginger, garlic, onions, and turmeric, as well as the Mediterranean spices, basil, oregano, thyme, and rosemary. I think,
you know, speaking
of tasty food,
You know, speaking of fish, I read an article of the day by Dr. Michael Roizen at the Cleveland Clinic, and he actually recommends canned salmon as part of the diet, and I think specifically canned salmon because, frankly, it's very convenient for people to find.
Yeah, I worry sometimes about canned foods, but, you know, there's some canned foods or some cans are like estrogen modifiers and muck up our hormones a bit, but you can find well-canned fish products that I think are acceptable and also perhaps more affordable. Sometimes those fresh, wild fish can be quite an expense.
You know, in our last minute, Dr. Abrams, would you please give our Radio MD audience information where they can learn more about your work at the University of California, San Francisco, Osher Center for Integrative Medicine?
Yeah, I think if people want to go to our website, www.osher.ucsf.edu, they'll find, if they click on me, that there are a few lectures that I've given on healthy nutrition and nutrition and cancer and perhaps vitamins and supplements that may provide some added information.
Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today on Life, Love, and Health on Radio MD. I'm Christopher Springman. Thanks for listening.